Good morning, Toronto, GTA, the world. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Every home, condo, loft, townhouse, mansion, duplex, triplex, farm, etc., tells a story. Once upon a time, those four words, once upon a time, those words go back farther than you and farther than me, and they go far enough back where when you hear them, you're generally relaxed and interested in perhaps what's coming after those words. What I'm trying to do, and again, this might not be, you know, the solution for everyone, but I believe it's sorely missing in Toronto and the GTA at least, and possibly in other places, and I'm going to try to fix it from here. But so many properties that are on the market right now are not having their stories told. They're listed. The photos are, you know, perhaps good, maybe average, maybe above average. That's sort of the standard now. There's a lot of people that sort of go overboard on that, but can't tell a story. They'll possibly do a produced video to sort of, you know, add to it, but it doesn't usually tell the story of the property. And that's the gap I'm trying to fill. If you can solve a big problem, you can create big results. And that's what I'm trying to do, one property at a time. The relationships I've had with those of you that I've met over the last 20 years have been incredible. I guess I call it the book of life in that sense, where every time you meet someone, they add to that chapter. Some chapters along the way are magnificent and just full of incredible stories. And some chapters you look back and you probably say, I should have skipped that one. They're all part of the book, unfortunately, whether you like the good and the bad, whether you like the good ones or the bad ones more, it doesn't matter, as long as you learn from each one. One of the little side stories I will add that took me a long time to get to, and I feel like I'm at a stage where I understand what I've been through enough, and I can look at it and sort of analyze it without emotion, just sort of look at it as a story. Not my story, it is my story, but I can look at it a bit more objectively and again, not feel anything about it. That's taken me some time to get to, and it works for me. So what I've looked back and I've realized over the last, even just the last 20 years, is that I've had complete strangers, and I mean complete strangers, people I did not know at all, come into my life on a Monday and decide that and just become part of my life, and all of a sudden it was just like an awakening, like where did this person come from? Over the years, I've met some of you guys that have become not just close friends, and that's the way I choose to proceed on my business. It's just me. Doesn't have to be everybody. Certainly, there's not a book about this, but I prefer to become friends with those I do business with. I don't necessarily think that the people I met in grade school or high school necessarily, and I are at the same point in our lives, and we may or may not connect. I still know a lot of people from those days, and I've helped many. But going forward for me, learning and looking back, I realized that just connecting with perfect strangers, total strangers along the way, has been one of the most rewarding things for me. And the stories I've collected, the opportunities that have come as a result of that, and I hope those of you who know who you are listening. And these are people that I've met from, you know, from Twitter, from Instagram, from my grand openings, from my 10 days, from 10 lofts in a day tour, which is something that's been incredibly popular. And I'm doing a giant grand opening again at an incredible loft coming soon. Make sure you stay tuned here to hear the details. But it'll be my first grand opening of 2020, and I'm super excited about it. And it's for a longtime client as well. Which is ironically 20 years ago, roughly, where I started doing my 10 lofts in a day tours. We're right in Leslieville at a building, literally just 100 feet away from this building that I'm dealing with. So it's this really awesome full circle story. And I'll definitely be telling the complete story of Leslieville and lofts at this grand opening. It's sort of more of a... It's going to be a different event than you've ever thought about. Get rid of or just cancel the words open house. That process, that aspect of things is dead. It's never worked for me. I don't do them. So for me, I'm doing a grand opening and storytelling session. So I'm going to be literally doing like a live podcast and hopefully connecting with, again, all of you in person and really sort of focusing on the relationships and hearing your stories about this area, and I can't wait for that. So I have to tell you, you know, each and every one of you listening, from Toronto over to Oakville, up to Newmarket, Richmond Hill, Stouffville, over to Oshawa, Whitby, Ajax, Pickering, all places I've adopted as my own over the years. Born and raised in Scarborough, but spent so many years growing up in different parts of Ontario. Summers in Wasaga Beach with friends and neighbors. Rugby in Oakville. Hockey in Oshawa and Pickering. Like all sorts of things that were just part of my upbringing. And as a result, I still have a lot of those great memories, as part of my book of life. So I want to find out more importantly about your book. What's in your book? What's your story? What made you choose that house that you live in? What made you choose that neighborhood? What's really amazing about it? I think that's what everything boils down to, so that I can tell the story of your property when and if it's time to cash out, which for a lot of people, this is the beginning of a very incredible decade where many of you have been, you know, sitting on properties for 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 years, and you've got enough equity to make some serious dents in perhaps your dream home. And I'm talking about some of you who bought lofts and condos 5 or 10 years ago are in a position now where you might be able to afford a 3 or 4 bedroom house within about an hour of where you live. And that's, for a lot of you, that's your dream, to own a freehold property, to move from the condo or loft into that. I can't stress how important it is. In my previous, my 2020 intro podcast about the importance of creating an income situation within your property, having at least a ratio of one unit to live in to, you know, one unit to potentially rent out. I prefer, if you've got 2 bedrooms, to have, of course, you know, to have or 2 people living in the house, to have the potential for 2 income properties within your residence, or a separate property just for that, meaning that I rent out your condo I get your condo rented out to the top renters and make sure that you're in your position where you're living, possibly even making income there. It's so important, and it's all based on sort of the theory that if you're strictly relying on a single income, the truth is you might be in a position where you are completely poor or might lose everything if you lose that one income. So that's the case for a lot of people where they've got that one job. It could be for the, you know, one job in the family, could be two jobs in the family. But what I'm talking about is creating a scenario, a buffer, so to speak, that gives you the freedom to be able to say, well, you know, the job's not going well, and I know people right now personally that are in between jobs, and it's very difficult on most of us, women, men, young people, all of us, to have that sort of worry about where, you know, where am I going to find the money to pay rent? Where am I going to find the money for groceries? I understand it. I've lived through it. I've lost sleep over it. So what I don't want you to do, if it's preventable, is for you to go through it unnecessarily. And that literally starts from your next move, wherever it is, wherever you're going to be going. Make sure you do that with me. The story I've just told you is part of why my approach works better than most. I just don't think, and it's very as simple as once upon a time, I just don't think the majority of people that are in my business, and a lot of you, and this is another podcast topic on its own, a lot of you know someone in real estate. Good. Great. If you do know someone in real estate, that's fine. However, when it comes to the business element of real estate, please make sure that you are factoring in not just who you know, but who can help you the most. And that way, you will make sure that you meet with me and talk with me, as well as the other people who you're aware of or you know of. And they could be close friends, family, coworkers. I don't know. I'm not questioning any of that. I'm questioning when you're making a six or seven figure decision, it has to be based on who has the most qualifications. And of course, it's important to get along with that person. I get it. But you haven't met me. And as I started off by saying, very often a stranger will have better intentions for you than people you've known your whole life. So I want to make sure that you're getting your money back and your return on your investment of time. That's the one investment that you can never get back. If you've wasted time, you won't get it back. If you've wasted money, you might get it back. But it's so important that we connect, that you find out what options I can offer you that perhaps you've never even thought about. So the idea of creating a security blanket for you, a financial buffer, and a way to prevent you from being a statistic is meeting with me. Let me tell you my story. I want to hear yours. Some of the stories I've been able to hear, I've shared on this podcast. And I definitely want to make sure I'm sharing your stories. If you also have a small business, you're trying to raise a family, you're trying to raise awareness for causes, whatever it is, this podcast is the extension of just you and me meeting at a coffee shop and you telling me your stories. That's the way it is for 99% of meetings. In my case, I'm able to share stories with the world that I believe should be told. And considering that there's been over 20,000 plays of my podcasts, and again, these are just real stories. This is not edited stuff. There's no commercials for laxatives in the middle of the program. And I use that just to sort of the extreme measure here is that this is just a voice. This is sharing stories. This is about life. And this is about making sure that, again, you get the full value out of every relationship that you get into, and that your stories on your end are being told. Because again, you have to factor this in. If you're ever planning a move, a purchase, a sale, whatever, who's telling your sold story? Who's telling your buying story? You have every right and every ability, and you should be every bit as proud as possible about your accomplishments. Wherever you are, if you've been able to buy a home, or if you're in a position where you can sell one, you are definitely like one of the elite. Like you've got your stuff together. It's a very hard position. Not everyone right now in their, you know, early 20s or 30s might be in that position. It's a very hard place to get to. And I'm helping people in that age range jump in, but it's a different way than it used to be. But it's still just, it can be just as effective if done correctly with me. So thank you very much for being such a great audience. And I always record these podcasts with the intent that I am speaking to all of you that have listened, not just one of you. I'm speaking to all 20,000 total plays. Now I picture plays. I don't know how to picture play. So I'm picturing people. So when I picture a stadium, Scotiabank Arena, for example, holds a little over 20,000 people. My equivalent, in my opinion, is that I've spoken to more people than fit in Scotiabank Arena. And that's pretty motivating for me. It's something that I never dreamed I'd be able to do. And every day I get to do just what I'm doing here is the beginning of, I think, another step, another connection being made. And I appreciate every single connection and relationship I've been able to make. So thanks, as always, for tuning in. Enjoy your day. Talk to you soon.